Voting rights activists are objecting to a plan by Okaloosa County to experiment with internet voting for overseas service members, and they're hinting at a lawsuit if Secretary of State Kurt Browning does not intervene. Under plans for a pilot program fostered by Okaloosa County Election Supervisor Pat Hollern, service members and other Okaloosa residents living in Germany, England, and Okinawa would vote at computer stations on encrypted electronic ballots. A secure computer line would transmit the data to Spain and then back to Florida.
Well, the short description of it would be to find a secure electronic means of transmission of voting materials only as an alternative method of absentee voting for American citizens overseas.
The program is called the Okaloosa Distance Balloting Pilot, but is being funded by a Virginia-based nonprofit called Operation Bravo, whose goal is to have remote electronic voting in place for all Americans based overseas by the 2016 election. Voting rights activists like Dan McCray with the Florida Voters Coalition agrees with the Okaloosa election supervisor that the current system for overseas citizens is not working currently.
Their ballots are often returned too late. In the case of military, they move around and it's hard to get ballots to them, and then it's hard for them to use the mail and other things to get ballots back.
But he thinks the problem in Okaloosa County is that it will use insecure, high-tech internet voting.
Digital encrypted ballots over the internet as the way to solve this problem. And we understand the attraction to that, but it's not safe. And computer scientists have said repeatedly in reviewing such systems, the fundamental architecture of the internet itself makes it unsafe to vote in such a way.
Okaloosa County Supervisor of Elections Pat Hollern agrees with some of the criticism of internet voting, but said with the unreliability of the current system of garnering votes from U.S. citizens overseas, it's well worth the effort.
I agree with that, because that's what we're trying to prove with this pilot, that we think we have found something that will be safe. And most any breakthrough when you're doing research and development and trying to, I don't want to say invent something, that's not exactly what we're doing, you may fail a few times before you succeed upon it, and so far it's failed. So we'll try again.
Hollern says the plan is not intended for widespread voting, but instead is an alternative method of absentee voting. And she says that in her 20 years as supervisor of elections, despite rising costs, she sees no improvement in overseas mail service. But a criticism of her and the pilot project is that she herself is involved with Operation Bravo. Again, Dan McCray with the Florida Voters Coalition.
We're a bit concerned about that because there's a conflict of interest there. Because a system like this is treated by the Department of State as a voting system, just like the Diebold or ES&S would be treated. And so you really have a proponent for or agent of a voting system simultaneously operating as the supervisor of elections, and we don't think that's a sound way to operate.
Supervisor of Elections Hollern rejects the conflict of interest charge.
I'm not a foolish person, very experienced. We've gone through this with attorneys. We have a pro bono law firm, and a law firm who is working pro bono in Washington to help us put together. I've been working with a lot of people for a long time in Florida. The supervisor of elections and the county commissioners have a measure of independence as far as selecting voting equipment. Florida statute 101697 permits pilot projects such as this. Without research and development, I'm not sure we would ever go forward.
The letter sent by the Florida Voters Coalition asks Secretary of State Kurt Browning to take whatever steps are necessary to make sure that conflicts of interest are eliminated as a matter of safety, security, and legality in relation to Operation Bravo. But the Secretary of State's office says it's too soon for their department to make a ruling of any sort. Spokesperson Jennifer Krell Davis.
Well, right now we have not received the final technical packet or their final voting plan, so we have not had a chance to start our review process of that voting system.